Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 12 years as a member of our Brain Trust, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. And folks, I spent 10 years trying to get a book out of this guy. It was like you know, birthing an elephant or something. And we just couldn't. We was working on a book. We couldn't get it out. And finally, it came out. And now I can't get him to stop writing. I mean, first it's Warrior Monk. And now this new one, Chuck versus the Business World. Ray Keating, what's going on?
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
You're on fire. You are on fire. Hey, I want to talk in depth about the book in the next segment, but I want to tell people about it. Folks, it's called Chuck versus the Business World. You know about the TV show Chuck. Well, Ray's written a book that puts spies and small business together in a way that no one has ever done before, and that's the title of the book. Chuck versus the Business World. Ray, I want to, before we do this segment, if you don't mind, I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about what you see out there in the economy. You're a chief economist for a very important organization. What are you seeing out there for small business owners right now?
Well, it's kind of same old. Among small businesses, you depending on what survey you look at, you might see a small uptick in their outlook or their confidence level, but they're still, at record lows, if you will, or lingering around the bottom. You know, there was a little bit of increase. Well, I mean, I should say a little bit. There were two consecutive months now of increases in employment, according to the household survey. And a household survey, you know, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics kind of better captures small business and startup activity. So we've seen a couple of months of improvement there. So that's all good. But the question is this, you know, we've been at this for 4 years now. Is this just another mm-hmm. blip, or is it something more substantive? You know, I'm kind of in the blip camp at this point because I think until we see a dramatic turn on the policy front in a positive direction, we're going to be kind of meandering along here in an underperforming recovery, to be generous.
There are a couple of ways to look at this, and to me, and one is that this is there's pent up demand behind this dam of policy, bad policy, as you mentioned, that could break and we could recover real quickly. And the other thing is we could be halfway into a lost decade.
Well, I think, you know, it's funny that you said that. I wrote a column recently. You know, I write a weekly column for Dolan Media and, you know, Long Island Business News and Colorado Springs Business Journal pick it up and so on. But I essentially said we're already in this lost decade. I mean, when you look at what we've done, and I compared us to Japan, but if you look mm-hmm. over the last decade, other than a few years in the middle of the past decade, we have not performed well at all in terms of our economy. Our growth rate is far below where it traditionally is on average. So the past decade has not been great. The past 4 years, obviously, have been particularly abysmal.
Well, here's what bothers here's what bothers me. The last two surges that we've had in the late 90s and in 5, 6, and 7 in the last decade were all based on things that were not real. The dot-coms, many of them, most of that was not real. And now we know the housing bubble, the mortgage crisis that we had. We know that that wasn't real. So we've had two really fallacious surges in the last 20 years, haven't we?
Well, I don't know if I want to say they're not real, but there were problems, obviously. And you know what? You're always going to have some sort of problems. But the thing with the American economy has always been, yeah, we've had problems along the way, but overall, the underlying growth, the level of entrepreneurship and all, has carried us through. You know, and that's always been the case, and now we haven't seen that over the last, really the last decade, but again, these past 4 years have been particularly bad. But, you know, your point, your other point about, if you want to call it pent-up demand or pent-up risk-taking or pent-up investment, pent-up entrepreneurship,
right.
I think that's very true. And I think if we see a dramatic turn in the policy state of things, I think you're right. I think we could unleash a wonderful period of and get back to what we normally do.
And regardless of who is in the White House 14, 15 months from now, something's going to happen, in my opinion, at that point. We're going to do something will happen. I don't know what, but there will be a change because you can't hold this back forever. 20 Till, right back with Ray Keating. His new book is called Chuck Versus the Business World. Folks, it's a book about small business and spies. You don't want to miss that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.